2, Organization of the Super Universes. Only the Universal Father knows the location and actual number of inhabited worlds in space. He calls them all by name and number. I can give only the approximate number of inhabited or inhabitable planets, for some local universes have more worlds suitable for intelligent life than others. Nor have all projected local universes been organized. Therefore, the estimates which I offer are solely for the purpose of affording some idea of the immensity of the material creation. There are 7 superuniverses in the grand universe, and they are constituted approximately as follows. 1. The system. The basic unit of the supergovernment consists of about 1,000 inhabited or inhabitable worlds, blazing suns, cold worlds, planets too near the hot suns, and other spheres not suitable for creature habitation are not included in this group. These 1,000 worlds adapted to support life are called a system, but in the younger systems, only a comparatively small number of these worlds may be inhabited. Each inhabited planet is presided over by a planetary prince, and each local system has an architectural sphere as its headquarters and is ruled by a system sovereign. 2. The constellation. 100 systems, about 100,000 inhabitable planets, make up a constellation. Each constellation has an architectural headquarters sphere and is presided over by 3 Verandadex suns, the most highs. Each constellation also has a faithful of days in observation, an ambassador of the Paradise Trinity. 3. The local universe. 100 constellations, about 10 million inhabitable planets, constitute a local universe. Each local universe has a magnificent architectural headquarters world and is ruled by one of the coordinate creator sons of God of the Order of Michael. Each universe is blessed by the presence of a union of days, a representative of the Paradise Trinity. 4. The minor sector. 100 local universes, about 1 billion inhabitable planets, constitute a minor sector of the superuniverse government. It has a wonderful headquarters world, where from its rulers, the recents of days, administer the affairs of the minor sector. There are 3 recents of days, supreme Trinity personalities, on each minor sector headquarters. 5. The major sector. 100 minor sectors, about 100 billion inhabitable worlds, make one major sector. Each major sector is provided with a superb headquarters and is presided over by 3 perfections of days, supreme Trinity personalities. 6. The superuniverse. 10 major sectors, about 1 trillion inhabitable planets, constitute a superuniverse. Each superuniverse is provided with an enormous and glorious headquarters world and is ruled by 3 Ancients of Days. 7. The Grand Universe. 7 superuniverses make up the present organized Grand Universe, consisting of approximately 7 trillion inhabitable worlds, plus the architectural spheres and the 1 billion inhabited spheres of Avona. The superuniverses are ruled and administered indirectly and reflectively from Paradise by the 7 Master Spirits. The billion worlds of Avona are directly administered by the Eternals of Days, one such supreme Trinity personality presiding over each of these perfect spheres. Excluding the Paradise-Havona spheres, the plan of universe organization provides for the following units. Superuniverses, 7. Major sectors, 70. Minor sectors, 7,000. Local universes, 700,000. Constellations, 70 million. Local systems, 7 billion. Inhabitable planets, 7 trillion. Each of the 7 superuniverses is constituted approximately as follows. One system embraces approximately 1,000 worlds. One constellation, 100 systems, 100,000 worlds. One universe, 100 constellations, 10 million worlds. One minor sector, 100 universes, 1 billion worlds. One major sector, 100 minor sectors, 100 billion worlds. One superuniverse, 10 major sectors, 1 trillion worlds. All such estimates are approximations at best, for new systems are constantly evolving, while other organizations are temporarily passing out of material existence.